This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. There's just no end to the great offerings at our own Tennessee Performing Arts Center. This coming Saturday, November 13th, the Family Field Trip Series kicks off with an artist you're not going to want to miss. Robert Post, creator of Post Comedy Theater, brings his own modern-day vaudeville show to town, and it's a hoot. Here's Barbara Dapp.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I'm really so pleased to introduce to you all today my guest. His name is Robert Post. He is the creator and star of Post Comedy Theater, which is going to be coming here to the TPAC, Tennessee Performing Arts Center, on November 13th, and I'm told you are just, you know, someone I had to talk to, Robert, so I'm really glad that you were able to join me this morning.
I also like that you called me a star.
Well,
yeah, thanks for me on.
I think we're all stars in our own mind anyway, at least, but I know that it's, since it's named after you, I'm assuming you are really, you know, the main man there. And so, first of all, thanks for joining me and being my guest this morning. But tell me a little bit about what we're going to be in for. I know you've had sort of an interesting road into the theatrical world. I understand that you started out as wanting to be a pro golfer.
Well, the perfect tie-in to golf and what it is that I do is they both kind of seek perfection, but they never get there. And I really had this drive as a young kid to get into golf, and I was a golfer. I was a very good golfer. And then I became an excellent caddy for a lot of great famous people, Jack Nicklaus and Chichi Rodriguez and Tom Weiskopf and Lenny Watkins, for the few people out there listening that have ever heard of those people. But
oh, yeah, big golf town here in Nashville. A lot of people play golf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's what they should come to see my show, just because I was a great caddy. Yeah, you have this sort of, like, you know, you're by yourself when you play golf. You hit these golf balls all day long. You get up early and you practice, and you go on the course. And that's not that far removed from what I've done. I mean, you know, I go out there and my show is very hard to describe, and I kind of didn't do it on purpose, but I somehow have written something that's totally unique just to me and very skill oriented. So there's, you know, a lot of high-level juggling, but yet not juggling. You know, it's always funny when I describe myself, because I'll say something like that, like juggling, but not really juggling. I don't really do mime.
Right.
Sure, but I'm not so there's a lot of hemming and hawing, basically.
Right. Well, you know, because I think we all have sort of this resistance to being, you know, pegged and categorized and put in a little box anyway, especially performers, because, you know, you do all kinds of things, it sounds like. And of course, you know, as we were talking about a little earlier this morning, golf to me is sort of performance art anyway, because I see folks, I live near a golf course, and I see folks out on the course, and, you know, it's like the uniform and the little cart and the bag and the little hoods on the clubs. I mean, it's kind of got its own theatricality to it. So I can definitely see the appeal. And it sounds like you bring a lot of that sort of uniqueness to your show and what you're going to do. And I like that you don't categorize yourself. Why not? Why put yourself in a little box? And
well, I have heard so many times that it's become kind of my calling card. People, like, when you see my show, that the first piece I do has really no connection to the second piece, and the third piece is completely different, that every piece has its own little identity. And that really, again, mostly by accident, is how I created my show. Whatever interested me, that's what I wrote. So if you look at one of the first pieces in the show, it's about a burglar, a thief, really dedicated to Sid Caesar, school kind of comedy. I make all the sound effects. It's a pantomime piece, but yet, you know, people will begin to see what's happening there, the little baby and the cat and the house and all those things. But then you go to, say, the murder mystery, and it's a quick change behind a door with wigs and hats, and I do all the dialects and all the women, men, corpses, you know.
Right.
And everything that happens in it. So that's, you know, when I say it's hard to categorize me, it literally is hard to categorize me, because every piece is so different from one another.
I think that's beautiful. I'm speaking with Robert Post. He's with Post Comedy Theater, which is coming to Tennessee Performing Arts Theater stage on November 13th. You know, and it's funny, when you describe all these things, I'm reminded of, you know, real old school vaudeville and Milton Berle, who dressed up like a woman. And of course, we know Jack Lemmon dressed up like a woman in Some Like It Hot. God. And, you know, it really seems like you've been influenced a lot by some of these, you know, entertainers from not only my childhood, but my parents, you know, era. And I'm curious if you were aware of that or it just sort of seeped in.
Well, I grew up watching the Ed Sullivan Show.
There you go. And didn't we all?
Yeah, when you would watch the Ed Sullivan Show, you'd have, you know, he'd have the music acts and the dog acts and all that stuff. But then he would have these old vaudevillians who were getting up there in age that would still do their act that they had done for 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah. The plate spinners. I always loved those guys who would put the plates up on the stick and spin them.
Right.
I don't know if you do that, but I just was fascinated by that when I was a little girl. I'd watch the show with my grandpa who lived with us. And, oh, my God, I was mesmerized by that guy.
So was I, and I do a piece called Pasquale's Kitchen.
Ugh.
It's a whole cooking thing.
Ugh.
Of course I'm going to be spinning plates on that thing.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, and it's great because, you know, there's so much, I think American comedic theater has such a rich history of the variety show, whether it's on stage or on television. Of course, we're TV kids, you know, so I'm thinking Carol Burnett and Rowan and Martin's Laughing and like all these great, I know I'm dating myself, but who cares? But you don't see a lot of that, certainly not on television anymore. So you're sort of still the lone last man standing, I guess, on the vaudeville variety show circuit.
Yeah, you look at comedy now, and it's almost exclusively verbal comedy.
Yeah.
You have people that'll do these really odd physical things. But old school, visual, vaudeville, high-level skill comedy, you don't see very often. Now, if you go to see a Cirque du Soleil show, you'll see a lot of skill in you know, the enormous circuses that they're putting on. But
sure.
As far as when you were mentioning Carol Burnett, you think of Tim Conway.
Yep.
And you go to Sid Caesar, Tim Conway, you have this kind of, well, even to me, it's even more closely aligned than what you were saying earlier, which is the old vaudeville stuff, because these are people that would have a 5-minute act. It's all they did.
Yeah.
Those 5 minutes were as pure and as chiseled a physical skilled comedy as you could possibly see. And those were the people that really guided, you know, what it is that I do.
Yeah, it's I'm really looking forward to your show. I think it sounds like, you know, just a really great kind of family evening of fun. And I think that's something that's also hard to come by. I know that, you know, nowadays theater is either really expensive or it's really adult. I mean, even comedies are not necessarily things you would take young children to. You know, certainly it's up to everybody, but, you know, we have a Broadway series that kind of runs through Nashville, and the quality of the shows we get are amazing. But, you know, if I had really small children, I wouldn't necessarily always be taking them to all the shows. Some of them are quite adult in theme, and it sounds like what you do is really an opportunity for families to come together and really experience what you do all together and everybody have a good laugh.
Yeah, you know, and another side of that is that when you do something visually, and I always kind of steer clear of the word mime or pantomime because it, you know, people look at it, you know, mime has gotten a bad reputation for just what mime is because a lot of people don't do it well.
Right.
You do mime well when you can literally make the invisible visible, when you have that ability, when you have that skill to do it, that opens up a huge door for you as a creative person. And so, yeah, I'm very, very funny. I worked, you know, I'm just naturally funny, although I'm not as terribly funny. But another side of it is that I think my work is pretty smart, and I think that the audience, kids, have to watch me. So you have this humor. It's very funny. But at the same time, wow, what is he doing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to it. I'm speaking with Robert Post. He's the creator and star of Post Comedy Theater, which is going to be right here in our own backyard at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center, the TPAC, on November 13th. And, you know, when you were talking a lot about, Robert, the juggling and, you know, a lot of that stuff, of course, it also reminds me of my roots back at Venice Beach, because there are guys there that juggle chainsaws and like things that you think, oh my God, how do they how do you learn to juggle a chainsaw? You know, it's like without killing yourself or cutting off a limb. And, but there's all kinds of really talented, in addition to the chainsaw guy, real talented street performers down there on Venice Beach. And I think a lot of stars, you know, got some of their start attempting some of that street performance. So that's also a lot of what you bring to your show.
Well, it's interesting you're saying that. I was a street performer in New York, and I was a street performer in Faneuil Hall in Boston for many years.
Wow.
The difference is, there it's chutzpah. There you have to really draw an audience.
Oh, yeah.
All about passing the hat.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing, and it took me years to figure out how to do it, or at least to feel comfortable with it. Once you bring it up onto a stage, you bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's more subtle. It's more intimate. It's a chance to really bring people into what it is that you do.
Sure. Well, and you have a lot more focus because, you know, the house is dark and the lights are on the stage. You're not competing with noise and traffic and all kinds of other stuff out on the street.
Right. But I was going to say that you can do many, many things at the same time. And the great thing is when you have a high level of skill, the beautiful thing is you toss it away.
Yeah.
On the street, you want people to say, oh my gosh, this guy is unbelievable. On stage, you want to be unbelievable, but you don't even want them to see it.
Yeah, interesting. Boy, you have a really real smart perspective on all that. I think you're right, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Let me ask you this one kind of last question. What's your favorite thing to do? Do you have a favorite skill that's in your show? Should we like perk up when we see you juggle or do the mime? Is any of them more special to you than anything else?
You know what's going to this might sound odd, but this is going to sound odd, but I feel great when I do the whole show.
Yeah.
It's like really the arc of the show. Like sometimes I can't believe that I've written this stuff, and I don't mean that to sound big-headed. It's just that it really has this, it kind of covers so much of the art form of what interests me, which again, vaudeville, theater.
Everything, yeah.
And so circus. And so I look at like the whole thing and that's what impresses me. I mean, if I was to look at Rubber Post.
Yeah, yeah. I think what's really fun is you've been able to incorporate so many elements, so many skills and talents and put them together in one show and make it appealing to a very broad audience, which is huge. That in and of itself is a huge talent, just being able to write that stuff and put it down and have it have its own life, which is what it sounds like. Let me ask you, if people want to learn more about you, do you have a website that we can send everyone to?
Absolutely, robertpost.org, and it'll be Post Comedy Theater.
Wonderful. That's very easy. And, of course, you'll be here in Nashville on November 13th, and people can get information on your performance at TPAC if they go to www.tpac.org and get some more info on you there as well, because I know they've got all kinds of bio and press information on your show coming up at TPAC. So look forward to seeing you when you're in town. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Robert.
Thanks for having me, and I hope to see everybody from Nashville at my show.
Absolutely.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 1045thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 104.5 The Zone.